All right, take two because our recording cut off the first
Sad.
time.
Sad.
Welcome to Knowing Ball.
We know ball.
Allegedly, I'm Thomas Chavez, joined by Tyler Castillo. It's been 3 years since the Spartan Sports podcast ended, and Tyler and I are no longer college boys.
Crazy, it's been 3 years, dude.
I don't know if it's literally been 3 years. It's definitely been a very long time.
I was watching some old podcasts to get some nostalgia the other day. It's fun, but it's like also kind of like, oh God, I cannot believe I'm listening to myself talk about stuff. Just
Oh
some
yeah.
of the things. It was funny
I
because
hate the sound of my voice.
we did a draft preview and we were talking, and like some of the takes we had were so funny, actually. I was like laughing out loud. I'm like, oh my God, no way we thought this, like about this player. I don't have the specifics that I can't remember.
I remember I had a take on Zach Wilson that he could be better than Trevor Lawrence. I remember having that.
Yeah,
It was
let's.
not
It
good.
was. There was a lot of interesting things going on in those conversations.
Yeah, well, 3 years have passed. Our ball knowledge has expanded. Let's just say
Sure, I like to think so.
that. You know, it can only go up, it can't go down.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Also,
Supposedly.
yeah.
But Tyler, there's a little thing coming up next week. The NFL in Detroit.
Detroit.
The NFL draft is coming to Detroit. Tyler Castillo is going to be there,
I'll be
everybody.
there. Come say hi.
Yeah,
I'll
come.
be probably consuming alcohol, but that's besides the point. Just come say hi. I'm friendly. I'll say hi.
The millions of our subscribers that we already
Yes.
have.
Yes. We know there's lots of you that will be in Detroit because, you all love to hear us talk and you all watch football, obviously, because that's what we're here to talk about. If you're in Detroit, you see me, come say hi. All the millions and
Walk
billions of
up to
people.
them. Say you're a no ball listener. You're the first
Yeah.
subscriber we've ever had. Just let them know. You know, if someone walks up to you and says that, it would be a miracle of all
Well,
miracles.
dude, it's just like I'm gonna post this on my socials, like my social accounts. I'm gonna expect my friends to listen to this. If someone comes up to me and that I don't know and says that they listen to the podcast, I'll just like my jaw might drop to the floor. I wouldn't know what to say.
I'm gonna send my dad. I'm gonna make my dad go there, and I'm gonna have him find you just so that he can say that, and it's gonna be a stranger.
Yeah, that would be fun because it'd be like a middle-aged man too, so I'd be like,
Oh, wow.
Hey, thanks for listening, bud.
Yeah. But NFL draft, headlined as usual by quarterbacks. I think the
Yes.
last time it wasn't was 2 years ago, and that's just because all the quarterbacks sucked. But
Yeah.
pretty much every year, NFL draft is.
No, you guys, your team got your guy out of that draft, though, no? Oh, wait, that's right. He got rid of
Ben Roethlisberger was drafted over a decade ago. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we won't get into
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, Tyler. But
I
yeah,
should say Philly got their guy, right?
49ers got their guy. Isn't that
Yeah.
funny? They're
Yeah,
the
that's
only
true.
team
Yeah.
that drafted a quarterback that
That's
got their guy.
actually insane.
But
But
Mr.
yes.
Yeah, they of all the quarterbacks to work out, it's of course it's the last pick of the draft, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great times were had by all, especially Steelers fans. But yeah, this year, as per usual, quarterbacks are the
Yes.
talk of the town in the NFL draft. There's four guys who are kind of just these guys are going in the first round, two guys that are maybe first round, probably second round, and
I would
then
say there's four guys that are at this point guaranteed top 10 picks.
yes, should
And
they all be?
three of them are top five picks.
Yes, I'll agree with that. And
From
I
what the big
yeah,
media sources are saying. Like
from how things are trending,
none of
yes.
us are NFL GMs. None of us know what the actual big board is, but what from everyone's saying on their prospect list and rankings and everything, three or four of them are top five picks and for sure top 10 picks.
Yes, indeed. and every mock draft that's ever been made is going to get completely annihilated by like
Just like it does,
I pick seven probably.
it's an annual tradition of just you go out, you make a couple mock drafts, you're like, man, imagine if my team did this, and then you draft night, you're like, what's going on? Like, why is this not, why do we select it? Like, dude, last year the Lions draft, I was livid. I was like, this is horrible. This is, I cannot believe this is going on. And then it turned out to be the best draft class, like in general last year. So I was very happy, and I very quickly took back my take of I hate this draft class.
Yeah, and I do think that I don't think anyone really expected Jahmyr Gibbs to be what he was for the Lions last year. Getting Brian Branch in the second round was
Was insane.
a steal of
Insane.
all steals.
Insane that that was a real thing.
Random guys dropped out of the first round that was just crazy. Like Joey Porter Jr. dropping out of the first round was crazy.
He's a dog. He's a dog.
But anyways, that's last year's draft, Tyler. That's
Yes.
last year.
Sorry. 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 I like to, I like the Lions.
You like to reminisce on the good times the Lions
Yeah.
have had
Yeah.
because there's so many of them.
Right. Which is why I reminisce, because there's not many of them at all.
Right. Yeah. Quarterbacks, 2024 NFL draft. Six guys probably within the first 50 picks, definitely ish. I think that of all those guys, I gotta say, I got a problem with people that don't like Caleb Williams. I don't think anyone dislikes him as a player. They just dislike that he paints his nails and has a pink
Course. Of
case.
course they do. That's, everyone, he's not masculine enough. He's not he doesn't have enough dirt under his fingernails,
But Tyler, he's so good at football.
You got soft hands, brother.
He's so good at football, though, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm
This,
aware. The
like,
kid
of since.
won a Heisman. Was he top five this year? I don't know if he was even in the running, because he could. I mean, USC had a horrible year, but
Yeah, which was not
not to his
their
fault.
defense was so bad.
Yeah,
Like,
they're trash.
Caleb Williams is not the reason that USC
Of
was not
course,
this year.
of course, he had another phenomenal year.
Yeah. And he's a guy who has all of the intangible traits you look for. He's got the arm talent, he's got the mobility. He improvises outside of the pocket really well. He can throw on the run. If you're building an NFL quarterback, Caleb Williams is very close to what you're looking for, just in terms
Well,
of ability.
I mean, it's like he does it all. He's got the arm power, he's got accuracy, he can run on his feet, he can extend plays like you were just talking about. I mean, if we're being real, the dream quarterback that everyone would like to make is some version of Patrick Mahomes, which Caleb Williams is getting comped to, which probably isn't fair to Caleb Williams, because Caleb Williams is Caleb Williams, not Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
But that's who everyone's like, oh, he could be this, which is also like a lot of weight on his shoulders, because Patrick Mahomes is a, you can't convince me that man is not a robot. I hate him so much, but he is a robot, and he rarely makes mistakes. He's so calculated. He extends plays. He has eyes in the back of his head. His touch is, and it's like Caleb Williams, you can just like, there's like parallels when you look at Patrick Mahomes. On obviously Patrick Mahomes is playing in the NFL, but when you watch Caleb Williams play collegiate football, you're like, oh my God, this kid looks like the college version of Patrick Mahomes. Which will
Creates
that
a
translate?
moment almost,
Will
yeah.
that translate? We don't know. But everything is there. He has everything. It's just, can he take himself from college, take the step up, and live up to what he is expected to be?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know if we've had a quarterback prospect. Trevor Lawrence, Andrew Luck were very, very highly regarded as quarterback prospects.
Yeah.
Besides them, I don't know if there's been a quarterback prospect regarded as highly as Caleb Williams since Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I can't think of a quarterback off the top of my head who coming into the draft besides Lawrence, Luck, and well, Manning going all the way back then, but who had as much hype and was like, this guy is going to be a franchise quarterback, like hands down, no doubt about it,
I think I can't
kind
even.
of draft.
That's past drafts get so wishy-washy because there's like they're also like there's people that were hyped up that never did anything ever, and it's those people get lost in the mix. So it's like, but yeah, Trevor Lawrence was a huge name coming out of college. I mean, his freshman year, everyone was like, this kid is that people are sitting foaming at the mouth waiting for him to become a junior so he can get drafted. Like after what he did on national TV, everyone's like, this kid doesn't lose. We want him on our team. He's insane. After his first year of playing collegiate football. And Andrew Luck was always the talk of the town too. Like they were like this, which I mean, fair enough. He was
He was special. It's
your quarterback.
unfortunate that the Colts never gave him an offensive line. But I mean, I feel like Caleb Williams had a similar vibe to him as Lawrence, because I feel like everyone when he was still at Oklahoma was like, yeah, wait till this guy gets to the NFL. This is going to be a special NFL player.
Yeah, that's true. Well, because I mean, he didn't, they benched Rattler for him, right? When he was at Oklahoma. And then he took over and he was just balling. And everyone was like, dude, this kid is going to be crazy. And then he hopped in the transfer portal. He followed Lincoln Riley to USC. And the rest is history after that.
And you know,
Did exactly what they said he was going to do. So,
the Bears would be stupid not to draft him.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, it's basically like, I'm not a betting person, but if I was ever to bet all of my money on something,
I am a betting person, by the way.
I think I'd bet all my money on Caleb Williams going number one, because
Yeah, I mean,
just no way, right?
it is the Bears organization, but I don't think they're dumb enough to not draft him. But I mean, they traded Fields. It's like, okay, everyone's like, okay, it has to be Williams, right? But I don't know. You have the Trubisky pick. I'm like, maybe they're like, oh, we like this guy or we like this guy or what?
That was
I
a
don't know.
different GM though. They got a new GM in place now,
True. That's true.
which hope for the sake of the Bears organization, hopefully means they're going to take Caleb Williams in this spot.
Yes. And for the sake of Bears fans, because I can't even imagine.
Yeah, I know.
They've never had a real quarterback ever, and no, Thomas Jay Cutler does not count.
Jay Cutler was their franchise quarterback. He's the greatest
That's
Bears
sad.
quarterback in
That's
Bears history.
sad. And that's sad. You know that's sad.
Greatest Bears quarterback in franchise history.
That's
And
disgusting.
you
If
know
I was a
what?
Bears, if I was a Bears fan, I would want to vomit every time I heard that.
By year three, it might be Caleb Williams already.
Yeah,
So
that's actually a good point.
that means the bar is set very low, but it's still a possibility.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And moving on from Williams to another quarterback who's regarded relatively highly, but also not at the same time. Chris Sims has him ranked as his sixth quarterback in this draft, while I've seen other people have him as closer to Caleb Williams than any other quarterback in their rankings. Drake May from North Carolina. I think the big thing is May might have a bit more of a project in him than other
Yes.
quarterbacks.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
But at the same time, when I watch him play, this is a guy who, he's not the greatest runner in the world, but he has the mobility to move. He's not
Right.
going to be a sitting duck in the pocket or anything like that. Like, he can get out, he can extend plays, he can pick up a first down if he needs to. And then, he attacks
Yeah.
the middle of the field when he throws. He actually goes through his progressions. There's some accuracy issues. I'm not gonna, pretend like he's pinpoint accurate or anything like that. But I think
Right.
that this is the second best quarterback in this draft class.
I would agree. I think he has a lot of the intangibles. I just think that he can get caught what we like to say mashing all the buttons sometimes on plays where he just like tries to do stuff that just like isn't he like it's like a Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen goes out there and he does like the craziest thing you've ever seen, and you're like, what the hell is this guy doing? And sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And there's a lot of love hate with that, I feel like. So it's like project project work with that, I would say. And then he, I mean, he's a freak too. Him and Williams are, I think, a big step. Like Williams is obviously a step in front of May, I would say, and then May is also up there in the upper echelon in this draft class of like a step above the rest. Like it's Williams, May, and then there's the rest of what's left for quarterbacks.
And I think the thing that separates Williams from May in particular is Williams is a guy that you are as close to sure as you can be about a quarterback. Williams is going to be at the very least a starter in the NFL. With May, you can see the world where he doesn't work out.
There's some, you take a look at him as a player and you know whatever it is, and you just break it down, you're like, there's this, and they might be small, but also, I mean, we have to also think like these guys are playing at the college level. You know, Drake May's playing at North Carolina, which the ACC is like, you know, it's like they don't really play
It was Florida State this year, and that was pretty much it. ACC, yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, so it's like they're making these plays against inferior teams, which they should. I mean, Caleb Williams played for the Pac-12, but like it's just like he, when he's on the field and he's playing against the Pac-12, you're like, dude, this guy belongs on an NFL field. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you'll watch Drake May and you're like, what is this guy doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is going on? And you can pick apart his game a little bit more than you can Williams, where Williams is more pure, I guess is what I'm trying to get at. And Williams, you can kind of pick little pieces about his game.
And I think that for the most part, May is basically penciled in at either two or three. It's gonna kind of depend on preference for the Commanders, and then the Patriots are just gonna take the remainder of him or Daniels, or potentially trade
Well,
if the Patriots
probably,
want to do that.
who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen with the
I don't think
Patriots?
trading back for the Patriots is the stupidest decision in the world.
Actually, I forgot Belichick's not there anymore, so they're not gonna take an offensive tackle at three. They'll probably actually have a solid draft plan.
Hopefully this time for them.
I don't know. Put Drake May in a good scheme with some good weapons around him and let him develop in the NFL, and I think he could be a real issue come.
and I,
And
I
even potentially a face of the league, like a Caleb Williams versus Drake May, like head-to-head matchup down the road could be like prime time television.
and and for May, he's only 21 years old right now. If he were to wind up in New England, let's say, he's got Jacoby Brissett in front of him. He can sit for at least a couple weeks to kind of pick everything up. Like, there's no pressure to make him the starter right
Dip
away.
his toes in the water, as we would say.
And I do think that if you throw him out there to start, like, it's not, I think he'll be able, like, there's going to be mistakes, obviously, as a rookie, but I think he can hold his own for the most part. But for the Patriots, if May drops to you at three, you're in a good situation where you don't have to rush him out onto the field, and you can let Jacoby Brissett start for a year or
100%.
6 weeks or whatever it ends up being. Usually they end up, the first round rookie quarterbacks end up seeing the field at some point in the season. But like, I think New England is a good situation for May if he falls there. And that would be contingent on the Commanders basically falling in love with Jaden Daniels, which is another guy who seems to, some people really love him. Some people are like,
You
I
don't like
mean,
him. You don't like him.
he's, I don't dislike Jaden Daniels. I think that he is a first read and run quarterback. Not that there's a problem with that necessarily, but I don't think of that second overall pick or the quarterback,
Period,
especially
right?
in the NFL when there's going to be linebackers that are just as fast as he is on the field.
This day and age, at least, yeah.
And that's not to say he can't develop into, working through his progressions and all those kinds of things, but I just, when you look at Williams and May, you kind of see, like, these are guys who know how to go through their progressions. They can be patient about it.
Yeah.
Daniels, I feel like, has a bit too much impatience, and I think a lot of that comes from, he was in an RPO system. He's, very used to being the fastest person on the field. He's very used to, he can get away with, my first read isn't there. I'm going to go get 10 yards out with my feet. At the
Which
NFL,
once again,
I
like
don't think that's going to
go
work.
back, let's take this into perspective. Collegiate athletes, right? Like get to the NFL, completely different type of athletes you're on the field with. You can't outrun everyone. And he probably will struggle with that a lot, like understanding that right off the rip. But I mean, I don't know. We talked about this a little bit. I like him purely from a sense of nostalgia, just because like he reminds me so much of Lamar. And I think Lamar is just, I'm a big Lamar guy for some reason. I don't know. Probably because he won me the fantasy football championship last year. No big deal. Don't want to flex or anything. But I do know ball, technically, if we're talking about it in that sense. Anyways, he's always been my fantasy quarterback. So, it's my guy. I also thought it was sick watching him play at Louisville. So, like, I get that nostalgia sense with him and Jaden Daniels. But, like, Lamar is a good quarterback at the end of the day. I don't care what anyone says, debate a wall about it. But what I was, it's a combination. Like, he is a good quarterback, actually, and then he can extend plays, and he can have a 70-yard touchdown by himself if he wants. Like, he can do it all. And I think there obviously are those possibility for Jaden Daniels, but like, he's gonna have to, there's it's gonna be a bumpy road, because if he actually is a first read and run guy, he's gonna learn very quickly that that will not be a successful way to play quarterback in the NFL. That's it's plain and simple. That just doesn't work. You have to go through progressions, and then once you go through your progressions, if you can extend the play on your feet and take off and run for 10, 15, 20 yards or whatever it is, do it. But like, if he can't get to that point, it'll be a bumpy road, and he's definitely more of a project, whereas May isn't as much of a project. Like, you can see him fitting in and molding into a, because he's already has goes through his progressions, extends plays, et cetera,
Yeah. And for me, I say this not to say Daniel isn't a first round prospect, right? Like, he very
No,
much
yes. And
deserves to
I
be
think we can
announced.
agree that he is very much so a top 10 pick
Yeah.
minimum.
In he especially in what was 2021,
Yes. Yeah.
he's a first round pick.
Yeah.
Kenny Pickett's getting bumped out of the first round. Yeah, but I just think, when you look at him compared to May and Williams, like, you're not, it's almost like, what's your cup of tea, right? Like,
Right.
between him and May specifically, like, do you want the guy who's going to be, you can run a lot of read option, run a lot of RPOs, that's where you get Daniels, or do you
Right.
want to get a guy you can run a more traditional offense with, that's
I
May?
mean, yeah, at the end of the day, it all comes down to offensive schemes. Do you want to have a ton of RPOs? Do you want to have a lot of options in your run game and et cetera? Or do you want a guy that's going to be in the pocket and will extend plays when he has to, but will still most likely be looking downfield to make a throw rather than looking downfield to run the ball, right?
And Tyler, if you are Washington, are you looking at May or are you looking at Daniels if you're the GM?
Who is their coach again? Remind me.
Their head coach is Dan Quinn, and their offensive coordinator is Cliff Kingsbury, I believe.
Interesting. Kingsbury, huh? Well, that makes me think like Jaden Daniels then, to be honest, because like I don't know. I think when I think of Cliff Kingsbury, I think of Kyler Murray.
Yeah,
But that also
Tyler.
didn't work necessarily. So I don't know. I just feel like if you're at two, you have to take Drake May. Like, I just feel like that's, I think that's a consensus. He's like the bet. He's just in general, he is the better overall quarterback. He's the better overall prospect for the position that you need most, and for the position that is most, is like the biggest part of the offense. So,
I also think you can make May work in almost any offensive scheme as well. I
right.
think he has the natural talent to pretty much work in any offensive scheme that you throw at him. Daniels.
The Washington has good offensive like weapons on like at least wide receiver wise, like Scary Terry, Curtis Samuel. I don't know if Curtis, well,
Chris
I'm
Samuel's
thinking
not on the roster anymore.
well, yeah, whatever. Forget,
No,
just
but they got Jahan Dotson. They got,
okay. Yes,
they do
Dotson.
have
Dotson. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
they do have some guys on their
Yeah.
roster. I think that when you actually just it would be interesting for the Commanders to go from Howell to May, just as a transition from North Carolina quarterback to North Carolina
And
quarterback.
you know what? I completely forgot Sam Howell was even a quarterback and that he went to UNC too. That's insane.
He is now the backup on the Seattle Seahawks.
Wow. Yeah. Crazy.
But yeah, I agree with, I'd have to agree with you. I think that if you're Washington, you take May. He's, got the higher ceiling, in my opinion. I believe in him being a good quarterback in the NFL. That being said, I am the same guy who said that Zach Wilson could potentially be better than Trevor Lawrence. So take that with a grain of salt. But I mean, maybe we'll both be wrong with our take on our next
mean, this is my thought. It's like, if, like, obviously May's gonna be there, so like, I don't know. I just feel like he's been talked like considerably, like, he's been notched in as like the second best quarterback in this draft class. And I'm sure people would like to even debate that he's better than Caleb Williams to a point. I'm sure you could find that debate online, and
There is definitely somewhat
people
some
could
person
probably have
out
a couple good points on like why they think Drake May is better than Caleb Williams, and you might be like, no, nah, that's kind of a good point. And then you're like, well, Williams is still better anyways. But I don't know. I just feel like if he's there, you just like take him, right? Like you can let everyone else gamble with the rest. Like
Yeah,
because
I think
I think it's comes down to a pure like I think that Williams and May are the purest quarterbacks in the draft class. There's very little you can pick from their game and have to worry about. And then I think you go to the 3, 4, 5, 6 quarterback or like on draft boards, and you're like, oh, there's like this. Like there's a lot of issues with this guy. Like he's gonna be something we have to work on. Like, and maybe that's better long run. Maybe they get the right work and they become a better quarterback. But like I guess it's up to Washington. Like, do they want a project? Do they want someone to work on and do this? I don't know. It's so, it's so here and there with everything. It's like,
I think the draft starts at pick number two.
yeah.
We can
100%.
basically print the Caleb Williams jerseys now.
Yeah.
The question is going to be Daniels or May at two, and no one's really going to actually know until the pick actually
I
gets
mean,
announced.
it's going to be Daniels and May at 2 and 3. I'm almost convinced because even if the Patriots trade down and don't take
Someone's
Jaden,
coming up
someone's
four.
going to trade up to take Jaden Daniels. It's that simple. I mean, he's coming off an insane year. He has like, he has that's all he needs too. He's coming off a Heisman winning year. Like everyone's going to be like, this kid is the real deal, and people are sleeping on him, and we're going to take him at 3 because he's going to be available. We're not going to let anyone steal him from us. He might be a project, but he's a raw athlete. He is a raw athlete, and he can tear up. I mean, if you have,
Those three are one are picks 1, 2, 1 through 3.
if you have the athleticism, it's like I'll take the chance on you. I mean, we've
Now,
like I brought up earlier, we saw Lamar Jackson. Everyone slept on him. They didn't. The Ravens were like, we'll scoop him up at the end of the first round, and look how that turned out for him. I mean, they haven't had a ton of success, but he's won an MVP.
two-time MVP, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Or 2 MVPs. Yeah, I forgot he won last year. Yeah. He won
So,
my fantasy football team MVP too. So.
yeah, you want to bring that up again?
Oh, did I mention I won last year? Sorry, I just wanted to bring it up one
You
more time.
didn't. I think you should bring it up one more time.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, just checking. But JJ McCarthy is one guy who a lot of his give he's been getting a lot of buzz as someone people are going to trade up for. The Vikings especially, they have two first round picks now because they acquired the 23rd overall pick. So now they have 11 and 23. People anticipating that that's going to get them to move up to potentially number five with the Chargers.
Yeah.
And JJ McCarthy, your favorite quarterback, known probably mostly for fumbling the football against Michigan State in 2020.
And you know what? He actually is my favorite quarterback just because of that.
I
Because of
think
that play right there.
that's his only notable play in his entire college career.
Yeah, no, now I'm thinking about it, my mind is completely blank.
Did
It's
he
just
play another snap after that?
no, I think no, he was benched and now he's a top four quarterback in the draft for some reason.
Yeah, it's crazy. You'd think that like a guy would have to win a national championship or something to get into
Something
that.
like that. He'd have to be, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But
I heard he's really good at handing the ball off, actually. So if teams need that and if teams are looking for a guy that can take the ball and hand it off to the
You know who really loves
Running
handing the
back
ball?
and let the running back do all the work, then he is your guy.
The Steelers would love him.
Yeah, no,
Love
he'd be great. He'd be great. He would have to throw like four passes a game, all incompletions, by the way, maybe a pick or two in there, and then just hand the ball off to Najee and Jaylen Warren the whole time.
Hey, Tyler's
I don't like JJ McCarthy. I'm a
what?
Spartan till I die. I agree. I bleed green, so I can't stand him. I can't stand how he. It's like not even his game, really, because I. If I'll be honest with my friends sometimes, and I'm like, I see some pro level throws, but it's like, I don't know. He's always like, oh, is the camera on? Oh, make sure the camera's on. I'm gonna meditate in front of the camera now. Oh, I'm gonna sit here because we lost a game, and it's the second time. It's the second year in a row we lost a game. I'm gonna sit here and cry about it and watch the other team win, do the winning ceremony and all this other BS. And I'm like so sick of it. I'm like, dude, I don't care. And then he goes out there and he wins a national championship. And which don't want to talk about, asterisk, by the way, asterisk, national championship, asterisk. And everyone's like, oh, you should be top five pick. And I'm just like, dude, yes, JJ McCarthy is an athlete. He is a very solid quarterback, at least at the collegiate level, he was. Could he be an NFL quarterback? I'm sure he could be. I have seen pro level throws from him. Like that, the one throw that always comes to mind when I'm being genuine now, when I think of JJ McCarthy, is that throw against OSU, where everyone thought it was an incompletion, but it was a completion, and I was like, "That's," or no, maybe that wasn't it. I don't know.
One where he
It
looked off the
was.
safety, I think. Yeah, it was towards the end of the game.
He's collapsing, and he thread the needle, and I was like, "Holy shit, that's actually a." Throw pro level throw, which I never thought I'd see. And I mean, the guy, I don't know, he had really good throws against OSU, both the year they didn't win the national championship and the year that they did. Because the year that they didn't win the national championship, the thing with JJ was like, he doesn't have a deep ball, he can't throw the deep ball. And then miraculously against Ohio State, he was just throwing dots down the field like it was nothing, and they blew them out, basically. That game wasn't even really close. And then he was threading the needle against them this year too. So, but I don't know. It's just like he has such a good run game to rely on. Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards are freaks. Where it's just like it makes me like, dude, like I don't really know if he's good. Like I need to see him not have an insane offense. Like I need to see him not have the best offensive line in the nation and the two best running backs in the nation on his side.
Yeah, for me, it's almost like McCarthy is kind of like you can mold him into what you want him to be at the
Right.
NFL level. Like he has the arm talent, he's mobile, he's a little bit slimmer. You know,
Yes,
he
he
doesn't
does need
have
to
a
throw
whole
on
lot
some.
of size on him,
Yeah, he needs to throw on some weight.
but at the same time, like, you know, he can escape the pocket.
He's quick. He's good on his feet. Like he is.
He's an athlete. At the
Yes.
very least, he is an athlete. And for me, he rose up draft boards so quickly. Like he was a guy that's like, oh, he's second round pick, then all of a sudden late first, then all of a sudden top five. And that's not to say it's completely unwarranted. I can see the upside there, right? He has
It's a
the
Zach Wilson
potential to
effect,
come.
dude. It's a Zach Wilson effect. They come, these quarterbacks, they on the biggest stages, they make a couple good throws, and everyone's like, wait a second. That's insane that he just had, like, he's okay. Like, those are good throws. Those are pro level throws. But it's like, I need to see them do it consistently. Come out every single week. Yes, there's an off week or two, but like every single week you come out and you are throwing lasers and you're throwing dots and you're threading the needle and you're breaking sacks and you're doing this and that. And like, I don't know. I don't
It's like
know.
if you watched only Justin Fields highlights, you'd be convinced he's a top five quarterback in the
Right.
NFL.
You'd be like, this guy's a freak. What is going, like, he's insane. You don't show like someone that's never watched football before and like has a brief understanding of it, you're like, watch this. They'd be like, he has to be the best player in the NFL, right? And you're like, yeah, sure.
Course, yes. He wasn't traded for a sixth round pick. No, but I can see the hype around McCarthy. I'd say between all four of these guys, he is the one who has the biggest bust potential. Especially,
He's like a ultra, like he's a giant project, I feel like.
and it's because he hasn't been asked to do a whole lot at Michigan.
That see, yes, and that's where my skepticism comes from. And I mean, I watch Big Ten football. I'm an MSU fan. I was at the game. Yes, 49-0. Oh yeah, you can say it to me all you want. I watched the game. I was there. It was disgusting. I get it. I don't see it consistently from JJ. Like, I don't know. It doesn't translate. I'm just like a big hater. I told my friends earlier, I'm like big Michigan fans. I'm like future bust. And they're like screenshotting this. I'm like, go ahead, because I'm gonna keep saying I don't care. Late first round, early second round, I can 100% see. It's just like the top five, even top 10. Like, I just don't think there's value in that. I think there's so much more about. There's a like the wide receivers that are coming out this year. There's so many good wide receivers. There's a ton of offensive weapons and offensive linemen, and
Linemen are really good
there's
this
a
year.
lot of good corners and defensive. Like, there's so much good like prospects out there. I don't see like wasting a pick on a like top five pick on a guy you could get at 32 or 50 or 56, you know? I don't know.
That being said, like I can see him being a starter in the NFL.
Unfortunately, I can too, because I can
If
just see having to deal with everyone
loved him anyway.
never
I
letting up
think
of it.
more than anyone, he's a guy who benefits from sitting behind someone for a year.
Yeah.
Being able to learn an NFL playbook, see how an NFL game runs, get him in on a couple of maybe specific packages that utilize his legs and things like
Right,
that.
like Michigan did when he was a freshman. Like, McNamara was a quarterback, but they had specific packages for him where he would run, or he, you know, RPO, this, that, the other thing. Because he is an athlete. Like, that's one thing he will. You can't. I can't say he's not an athlete and that he can't do things with his feet. So, you know, and he does have a solid arm. Like I said, I've seen pro level throws out of him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And you talked about you were at the Michigan State game this year. I was at the Michigan Washington game and I saw Michael Penix Jr. live
That's
and
awesome.
I saw him dot up Michigan State secondary like every quarterback did.
Yeah, that wasn't hard.
I like Penix. I
I
really
do
like
too. I do too.
I think that he is also probably the most accurately rated quarterback of all of
I
them
would
next year.
agree with that, yeah.
I by no means do I think he's a top five pick, top 10 pick. I think that he's late first, early to mid second round quarterback. And I say that just because you can see the flaws easily, but you can also see the upside easily.
100%.
Penix is just, he has the arm, he can make those throws. You've seen him against Texas just doing all these great things from the pocket, outside of the pocket, extending plays, going to through his progressions. But then you also see him kind of have those mental lapses still in other games where it's like, he checked down instead of looking downfield to a wide a receiver coming wide open kind of thing.
The one thing that I like most about Penix is just his mindset. You could tell he's a dog. He's got like that dog mentality. He's not gonna he like I think that was I think everyone saw it. If you watch the national championship game, like he was like, I don't even care. I'm like my body's broken. I'm
He was beat up.
gonna He was dead. He was a he might as well have been a corpse on the field. Like, he was done. He should have been taken out of the game. But he was like, nah, like this is it right here. Like, I'm gonna do my thing, which I respect. And I think a lot of NFL teams respect that too. And are like, if this guy's around in the first, late first, early second, late second, even, like, why not take him? Like, let's take a shot at he's a project. He's also a lefty, which, like, ugh. You know, I'm a
No,
lefty. No one likes lefties throw the ball, man. Everyone's like, what? It looks weird.
as knowing balls resident lefty, lefties rock. All right.
I don't know, dude. I don't like Tua either, and he's a lefty. I don't like.
I don't like Tua because Tua's got a noodle arm. That's completely
Tua is a garbage.
unrelated. Completely unrelated.
But I saw Penix getting comp to Tua, and I think it's because he's a lefty, and I don't like
It
that.
is exclusively because he's a lefty.
Which is ridiculous, by the way.
I think
You know who's a lefty that I do like? Michael Vick. That's a good lefty.
that is a good lefty. That's a guy who does not have a noodle arm.
Yes.
You
Anyway,
could
sorry, tangent.
okay,
Sorry.
but that's besides the point. Michael Penix Jr., I think one of the big knocks on him is that injury history. I think that's
Yeah.
caused a lot of concerns for people. At the same time, his game has shifted a lot since he was at Indiana when he was getting injured. When he was at Indiana, he was running all the time.
Oh, and making insane plays too. Like he's the quarterback that did, against Penn State, who did like the he like dove for the pylon, right? Yeah, like that's the play I always think of when I think of Michael Penix in Indiana.
And so his game is transformed. He's a pocket passer
Yeah,
who
because
just
like
so
I mean,
happens to be able to run.
he was not avoiding contact in Indiana. He was just like he didn't
He
care. He was
was,
trying to run through people and jump over people and stuff. And it's like you said, he has taken a big step back from what that was, and like looked at, I think he probably looked at his game and was like, dude, I can't do this anymore. I'm breaking my body.
So I'm not as concerned about those injuries because of how his game has transformed. At the same time, I do see the issues with, he might check it down too fast. He doesn't always get to that third read. He's not a perfect prospect by any means. That's why he's not a top five, top 10 pick. That's why he's, in my opinion, the most accurately rated quarterback by the consensus.
Right.
I still think that he's a guy who can start this year, can be a successful quarterback.
I think that these last two quarterbacks, Penix, and then the other guy we're gonna get to next, who we're gonna talk about in a second. I think what they also have going for them, well, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but they're both like they both were in college for a really long
Yeah,
time.
they're both, I
Both
think they're
really
both 24.
they're both really old.
Yeah.
Like it's 20, I'm 24. I'm not really old, but like in terms of talking about NFL prospects is really old.
Yeah.
Like they've seen a lot, which I feel like teams might like that a little bit. I mean, not so much that they're 24, but like even at the quarterback position, you see those guys go into their late 30s, early 40s. I guess Tom Brady's probably an exception with what how far he went, but like late 30s, I would say for the most part. So like he's probably got 10, 15 years on
Yeah.
him, maybe. So like they might be like, oh, he's been there for a long time. I don't know. Could be a good thing, could be a bad thing, I guess. I feel like I don't know.
There is the concern of, is the reason he was so dominant because he's just
Right.
everyone else? The same thing with Kenny Pickett a few years ago. He was another guy who was on the older side, but
Well,
we've seen
if they're anything like Kenny Pickett, I'm just gonna say that they're not gonna do anything special.
Kenny Pickett had one good year. We've seen Penix do
Kenny
this
Pickett
too.
wore two gloves also, so
And had hands that were the size of the
my
guy from the
father,
Whopper commercials.
yes, yeah.
So for Penix, we've seen him do this 2 years in a row now. He was really good last year. Opted not to get drafted, which I was kind of surprised. I thought he should have come out last year, but that's besides the point. I think for me, Penix, between Nix, Penix, and McCarthy, I would prefer Penix over McCarthy, but that's because I just don't think of as highly of McCarthy
Right.
as people do. But for me, I just really like him. I've liked him since he was at Indiana, so that's another, maybe a potential bias I'm trying to recognize. But I do really like his game. I think that he's got the arm and
He's fun to
the ability
watch.
to be
That's
a
why I like.
very, he's a
That's why
very
I like.
fun quarterback to watch. He's a guy who's not afraid to let it rip.
Exactly. That's why, and it's like you watch him, you're like, this guy's like, if you watch his highlight, like some of his highlights, you're like, this guy is fun to watch. Like, that's, I mean, I all I had to do was watch him slaughter MSU's secondary the first time we played them when he was at Washington, and I was like, this guy's insane. Like, there's no way. And then,
You got RG3 saying he's
after
got a
that,
knack for
after that, I
receiving.
kept in, you know, I kept in, like, kept like looking at him, and this guy's good.
He's good. And talking about older guys, Bo Nix is another 24-year-old. He's had 2 good years at Oregon now, after the most awkward situation at Auburn. I'll say
Yeah,
that
dude,
much.
I don't know how I feel about Bo Nix, honestly. There's a part of me that like thinks like he might never start a game ever as an NFL quarterback.
I can see that, honestly. I don't necessarily love Bo Nix as a prospect. Between the six guys, he's probably six on my in my opinion.
I'd say easily he's six.
I do see why there are people that like him though. He has kind of that same improvisation skill that you don't always see from NFL quarterbacks or especially from college quarterbacks.
Right.
And I think that if he can tap into that and have that part of his game translate to the NFL, that's going to be huge for his success at the NFL level. But yeah, like he's another guy, like he's a second round quarterback in my opinion. He's not.
He's a big project. He's a big, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about him. I also haven't really studied this game that well. I just like the whole situation was with Auburn was weird, and then he went to Oregon and they were good, but it's like I don't know. But then I watched him play Georgia once and they didn't score any points, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this guy is not good.
It
I don't
was
know.
Georgia's defense, though, to be fair. Not a lot of people scored on Georgia's defense.
True. Yeah, I don't know. And it was like it was the first week of the year too, so I guess it's under. But
Yeah.
I don't know. I just his game is very flawed. I feel like he doesn't like. I feel like maybe not flawed. I feel like he's good at, he's a little good at everything, but like he's not great at something, I would say. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like every quarterback we've talked about so far is you can take one thing about him and say he's great at this. When I look at Bo Nix, I'm just like, I don't know what he's great at, you know? I think he's like pretty good at everything, but like he's not great at something.
I think it might be one of those situations where it's like he's a good college quarterback.
Right. And that's about it, you know?
That's a fun time, you know? He's a
Yeah.
good college quarterback. But yeah, I don't completely hate Nix. I think that there is a world where he's a, you know, starting caliber quarterback. If I was going to bet money on these guys becoming starting quarterbacks, Nix is the last one I would.
I'm interested to see where he gets drafted because I think that will have a huge thing. Like, it will be huge on what determines how, like, what quarterback he'll be down the road. Because I think if he gets behind a good quarterback and he learns from them and he, you know, they're like this, this, and this, and he develops his game, he could be a good quarterback. I just feel like it all depends on the organization he gets drafted to and who they have there to take him from who he is now and develop him into who they want him to be
I think
after
Ian
he's six.
McCarthy, especially, that's going to be
Yeah.
important situation. It's going to be really important for both of them specifically. But yeah, those are the top six guys. Other than that, we're about to have a new most handsome quarterback in the NFL with Sam Hartman if he makes the NFL roster.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy. Yeah.
Garoppolo is
Leave
going
it
to
at
be
that.
very
He's a good
upset
looking
about that.
guy.
But yeah, other than that, I mean, it's not a very But beyond that, I don't think that any of these guys are starters. Spencer Rattler is,
No. Yeah, he's a
no,
garbage
like
can.
he's fine as a college
I
quarterback.
can't
He
wait for
was never even really that good
one of
as a college quarterback.
my friends to clip. I can't wait for one of my friends to clip the he's a garbage can talking about Spencer Rattler and then like freezing cold takes me 10 years down the line when he's like an
Yeah,
insane
when he's
star quarterback.
on
Yeah.
the yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, we can say that like all these quarterbacks that we're not gonna talk about are like not at this point in time, they are not worthy of speaking about. But like, I mean, we talked about earlier Brock Purdy, like Mr. Irrelevant. Like, I don't know. He's the best pick from that. He's the best quarterback pick from that 21 class. So,
I will say I'm gonna run through a couple of these names, Tyler, and I just want you to say for their ceiling that you
okay.
perceive starter, backup, out of the league. I'm just gonna run through a couple of names of the remaining guys.
Okay, and also how far down the line is this? Is this like 5 years from now, 10 years from
Okay,
now?
we'll assume. This is by within the next 5 years.
Okay, 5 years, 5 years. Okay.
So most of these guys would probably start off at the very best bench guys.
Right,
But
right, right,
this is in 5 years, do you think that they can be where
right.
they're going to be?
Okay. Okay.
All right. We're starting off Spencer Rattler.
I actually think he could be a backup.
Okay.
But
Okay.
like I don't think he reaches starter capacity.
Starting off very kind. After you called him a garbage can, I
Well, I
appreciate
mean
your flip-flop.
I could go through a lot of backup quarterbacks in the league and call them garbage cans too, if we're being honest.
Would you call Jay Cutler a garbage can?
Yes, Jay Cutler is a garbage can.
He looks like a garbage can too.
Kinda does, yeah. I don't know.
Oh, Anyways, that was mean. I'm sorry, Jay Cutler, if you're
Yeah, Jay Cutler's listening, by the way.
Yeah, he is. He's our first subscriber.
Anyways,
Anyways, Jordan Travis, Florida State.
Jordan Travis. That's an interesting one. Interesting. I don't know. I'll say starter for Jordan Travis.
You think Jordan Travis's upside is starter? Okay.
5 years from now. 5 years from now, Jordan Travis, I could see him being a starter.
Joe
Probably.
Milton.
Joe Milton out of the league. I
Oh.
don't know. He might be a bench guy though, just because he can throw the ball 100 yards. Like
He's gonna
he'll be like the third string quarterback.
the
He'll
Hail
be the
Mary
next
guy.
what's his name? Jay Johnson. Is that who that is? That quarterback. Like who's the quarterback that what's his name?
For the Saints?
No, he just signs with everyone. He just signs
Oh,
with everyone.
Josh Johnson. Josh
Josh
Johnson.
Johnson. Yes. He'll be the next
Okay.
Josh Johnson. He'll just be like every team's third string quarterback because he can throw the ball 100 yards.
That's fair. Sam Hartman.
Sam Hartman, out of the league, probably. I don't, Notre Dame quarterbacks don't
I'm
translate
not gonna
here.
lie, I don't think Sam Hartman even makes an NFL roster
Yeah,
this
no, he's,
season.
yeah,
But
out of the league.
yeah, no, he's not getting drafted. Tua's brother Taulia.
He's actually kind of a dog. He's actually kind of a dog. I could see him being a backup.
Backup. I would agree with that. I think backup's
He's a
an
pretty, he's
appropriate.
actually a pretty good quarterback, I would say. I
Yeah.
guess I'm translating
But
if he figures it out.
yeah, but so and then just to wrap it up, if you were gonna give, obviously we think Caleb Williams is going to the Bears, so
Yeah.
we're not gonna do anything with that. But with the next five guys, what is your ideal team for them to go to?
I think, I don't know. I think ideally, I don't know. I feel like Drake May, just as a Patriot, I feel like that would be just so fitting for some reason. I could just see that him in the Patriots uniform. And that
Tall
might.
white guy, maybe we give him the number 12.
Yeah. I could just see it. I don't know. It just kind of makes, I don't know why that is, but like it just makes sense in my brain. And I honestly could see the Commanders just taking Jaden Daniels anyways, just because they're weird and they. I don't know. They don't ever make any of the right decisions, I feel like. So I'm going to say that. That I'm going to assume my prediction. Jaden Daniels, Commanders, Drake May, Patriots. Realistically, I think the best case scenario for JJ would to be drafted by the Chargers, which makes no sense. But
I mean,
Harbaugh is there and like he flourished under Harbaugh. I feel like it only makes like I feel like that's realistically his best fit. They're not going to get rid of Justin Herbert. He's
no.
not a better quarterback than Justin Herbert, but his best fit realistically would be with the Chargers. Now he'll probably end up on the Vikings, and I don't know how that's going to work out, but that's just my thought.
I appreciate that.
As for the other guys, I who it's just Penix and Nix, right?
Yeah, it's Penix and Nix. I mean, I
Is there
think
anything?
for Penix, he needs to go somewhere where he starts right away. I think he's ready to start.
But where is that though? Where's a glaring need for quarterback?
The Raiders? They
I
have
could see.
Minshew, but I mean, you
Yeah, I
can.
could see that.
I think there's a world where you just start Penix somewhere.
Penix as a Raider, I like that. I actually like that. I think he'd look sick in those jerseys too.
And then for me, with Nix.
I'm just trying to think of a quarterback that Knicks could back up. That would be
You
like,
just throw him in Atlanta and let
dude, no, maybe LA.
LA. Oh, backup Stafford for 2 more years or
Yeah, I
so.
actually like that a lot. I actually like
Okay.
that a lot. I think if the Rams drafted him, that'd be a good fit for him.
Yeah, I agree. I like that fit too. Okay. Well,
Yeah.
Tyler, that's all the
Do
time we got for
you
today.
wanna say anything about your ideal fits?
My ideal fits,
What
man,
do you think?
I mean, for the most part, I think that for May, I would throw him anywhere, but I do think that with the Patriots, he would have the chance to sit behind Brissett, and
Patriot way.
even if it's just for like a couple weeks, just being able
Who is the presumed starter for the Commanders right now?
Marcus Mariota.
Oh, God.
So Daniels, I don't think the Commanders are a good fit for any rookie quarterback right now, just with how their roster is. But Daniels, I think you can throw him out there. You can have him start. Obviously, I don't like that he's, first read and run, but at the same time, especially early on, it will be useful to have that skill when the Commanders just aren't a very good team. So being able to run
I mean,
routes.
plus he's gonna, that's the way he's gonna learn too, is he's gonna have to make those mistakes and be like, oh wow, like this isn't gonna
Yeah.
work.
And then for me, JJ, I don't hate the Vikings as a team for him to go to.
I mean, they have good
Wouldn't have to
receiving
start right
options, but
away.
he's just like, yeah, he's not gonna start. He probably won't start right away. And like, I don't know. Like I said, I have to see him make those throws at an NFL level before I can.
They've got a good offensive line. They've got good receivers for him to throw
And they have
to.
Justin Jefferson, so you
So,
know.
like, I think that it's not the worst place for him to be. I would prefer, if that were to be the case, for Sam Darnold to start the first year.
Yeah.
But I don't hate the Vikings as a place for him. Like I had said, Michael Penix, I think, works really well for the Raiders, or even honestly, the Saints can just bench Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And then Bo Nix, I mean, Saints again, I think would be a good fit for him. He can sit behind Derek Carr for a year. Honestly, if the Dolphins decide they don't want to re-sign Tua, you send Nix or Penix there and they just sit for a year, and then boom, you have a quarterback who has a better arm than Tua already
Yeah,
in
that's
place.
true. That's not hard to
Especially
do. I
when
mean,
you've got speedsters
have a
like
better
Tyreek
Tua.
and Waddle, I feel like having a guy who can't throw it that far, well,
I don't know.
this
That's the
felt
argument that you could
relatively.
make for him. That's the argument you could make for Tua to stay on the team, though, is that they're so fast, it doesn't matter if he underthrows them.
But on the deep ball specifically, I feel like you have the issue of he's going to underthrow guys.
Yeah, that's
They
true.
could have, he turns at something that would be a touchdown into just a 40 or 50 yard gain, which, I mean, a 40 and 50 yard gain is a good thing, obviously, but
But it's not points on the board.
it's not points on the board, right? So for me, honestly, I would love Penix in Miami. I don't think that's going to happen, but I'd love Penix in Miami.
I like that. I like that. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for sharing your thoughts, Thomas.
You're welcome, Tyler. I appreciate it.
I'm
You want
sure all of
to
our
talk about your fantasy
listeners
football
are
team
going
one
to
more time
appreciate it.
before we head out?
I'm sorry.
You want to talk about your fantasy football team one more time before we head out?
Reigning champ. So, what's up? You
Very
know what's
good.
crazy though, actually, really fast. I joined a fantasy football league 2 years ago, and the first year I took last place, and I had to do the IHOP challenge. It was excruciating. But then last year was my second year, and I won. So I went from last to first, and that's all I got to say. And it's the first is going to continue, but you know, we'll save that for another time.
And I've been in a fantasy football league with friends since middle school, and we didn't start having like the continuous league until like sophomore year of high school, which just so happens to be the year after I won the league. And so we don't have it in the history books, and people are like Mandela affecting that I didn't win.
That's crazy.
But I swear I did.
That's
I had
disrespectful.
Le'Veon Bell on my team at the time. Like
Hey,
it championship level team.
dog, dog. Steelers should sign him for a year. Steelers should sign him for a year.
That would
My
be
roommate is a huge Steelers fan. He's like, dude, we should sign Le'Veon Bell. We could have
that
three-headed
would
monster, dude.
really
Najee, Jalen
cool.
Warren, and Le'Veon Bell would be an insane running back field.
Yeah, if Le'Veon still has the
I
legs to
joined
do
just for the nostalgia of him
it. Yeah.
being on the
I
Steelers. I don't
mean,
even care.
third string, it would be fine.
Give him a snap or two. Who cares? You
You
know?
know, just throw him a yeah. But anyways, Tyler, that's all the time we have for today. I appreciate you being with me.
Yes, sir.
Episode one
This
of
was the Knowing Ball podcast.
episode one in the books. We'll see you next time. Have a good
Do
day.
it. All right. Peace.
Bye.